is life. And Haley already volunteered. Come on. All right. This is, you had too much sugar this morning, didn't you? This is life. Can you walk through life? Can you walk? Let me see it. Yep. Good job. Give a round of applause. Wasn't that wonderful? But this is actually life as we want it to be. This is not really life. Tom's going to come up and help me create what life really looks like. Now that looks a lot more like life, doesn't it? Okay, you well, young lady, you volunteered. So I'd like you to walk through life. Oh, you're going to really try this?
Yeah.
No, okay, time out. We don't have that much insurance. Let me see the hands of the people who think she would actually make it. However, while she's walking, Tom, take the end of it, and this is what life really looks like. We go back and forth, yeah. How many think she could walk on that? Okay. Yeah, you guys just want her to die, don't you? However, this is life. This is the way life works. And we, God put us in, it wasn't like that in the beginning in the Garden of Eden, but when sin entered in, this is life. And we look at it, and quite frankly, it's a dangerous place to be. And most people try to walk this by themselves, don't they? And we look around and we see how many people crash and burn and get into trouble and die emotionally, if not physically, spiritually, if not physically. But God says that we still have to walk this. And he says, trust. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. And in this case, he will make your path possible. But it takes some things, and the kids earlier showed us what it takes. T stands for? Turn to God. Okay, so what I need you to do is say, God, I can't do this. Help me. Please help me. Help me, Lord, help me. You need help. You need help. So she's done it. She's trusting God. So can she walk it now? This is not Sunday school, where the answer is always yes, God, Jesus, Bible. What was the other one?
Love.
God, God, Jesus, church, Bible, pray. So the answer, yeah. So so T stands for? R stands for? Rely on the Holy Spirit. I need a Holy Spirit. We might want somebody bigger. Oh. Trustworthy, maybe. Okay, Dave, would you come up? Because the Holy Spirit we can depend on, and there's strength and there's consistency. So come on up. So Dave is going to be the Holy Spirit, and relying on the Holy Spirit means that Haley will be able to rely on the Holy Spirit. T-R-U, utilize the Bible. I need somebody to be the Bible. Okay, you want to be the Bible? So Sarah's going to be the Bible. Now the Bible, when we talked about, you were the Bible before, so this works out great. So when we utilize the Bible, we read to discover the way that we're supposed to walk. So as you're walking this, you need to listen to the Holy Spirit, or listen to the Bible and lean on the Holy Spirit. Because the Bible will say, no, a little bit left, a little bit right. Or sometimes it will even take your foot and put it where it needs to be. But you have to utilize the Bible because you can fight the Bible, right? You can say, I see that, but I'm not going to do that. So you hear what the Bible says and you step over that way anyway. So T-R-U-S, seek other Christians. We need some other, somebody to represent other Christians. And we need somebody bigger. I'm sorry, Larry.
Oh.
I know. Okay. Okay, Rudy. Okay, so go on the other side. So as we rely on the Holy Spirit, we also seek other Christians to go through it. So the Christians are going to be there to encourage and help and strengthen and lean on. So the Christians will say, you're doing good, you're doing good. Okay, you need to stop. So the Bible, other Christians, and then the T is time. It just takes time. We're not going to take a lot of time, but we're going to take a little bit of time. So are you ready? Why do you have an idea that's blindfolded? What? This is life.
Haley, I'll miss you.
You volunteered for this, you know. You came to me and you begged this morning. Okay.
Mom, whose side are you on?
This is really life, isn't it? Because we haven't lived before, and we're going through this without really knowing what we're doing. Okay, so are you? Can you see?
No.
Okay. All right. So take your foot. Okay. All right. Hang on. I'm going to get the Holy Spirit for you. Holy Spirit, come up here. Okay. So here's the Holy Spirit. Here's other Christians. Okay. And now here's the Bible. The Bible is going to take your foot and place it where it's supposed to be. Now, but before we go, how many think that she'll be able to walk it now?
I think I will.
Absolutely. Let's try a few steps. You've been born, and now you're going to start through life. You've accepted Christ as your Savior. You've turned to God, and now you got the Holy Spirit on one side guiding you. Got other Christians there. You're leaning on them. You got the Bible giving you instructions. Okay, and things have gone pretty well. Okay, stop. Don't let her fall. Hold on to it. Yep, there you go. You got to keep your hand up there. Now, what happens is we accept Christ as Savior, we begin to walk this Christian life, and we think it's going to be a rose-covered path. But then disaster and difficulty starts, and life begins to shake. Okay, keep walking. The Bible's going to guide you. Okay, there you go. There you go. And the Holy Spirit's got a hold of you. Other Christians have a hold of you.
Put it down.
Yeah, there you go. See how easy this is. And sometimes you do have people saying, we want you to die. We don't want you to make it through life. But those aren't the other Christians. Well, sometimes Christians disappoint us, but. Okay. You're almost there. Okay, one more step. And she made it to Jesus. All right, give a round of applause.
Oh my gosh. She's gonna die.
Good job.
Make me die.
Are you shaking? Let me see. Are you shaking? Oh, you're fine. That's a whole lot like life, isn't it? And trust means not that life is easy, but life is possible to live successfully. Now, how many of you other kids, after you saw Haley do that, would be willing to do it? Okay? Yeah. Because if we watch other people go through this, leaning on the Holy Spirit, relying on the Holy Spirit, seeking other Christians, utilizing the Bible, then it gives us more faith, which is one of the reasons why it's important that we live in community with other people. Romans 15:13 says, may the God of hope fill you with joy. Here's the desire for God. As you're living through this life, and it feels difficult, it feels scary, God's desire is that you would be filled with joy and peace as you trust in Him. Joy and peace. So that, why? So that you may overflow with hope. You see, as we're leaning on or relying on the Holy Spirit, seeking other Christians, utilizing the Bible, we've turned to God, and we're doing it over a period of time. It's so that we can be filled with this hope, knowing that this life is not all there is, but only as we follow that path by the power of the Holy Spirit. So here's some quick takeaways. Trust is the journey of the Christian life. It's really what God is about. As you look at all the different things that God wants us to be about, it's really all boils down to trust. Trust is the journey. And so for 2012, trust is the journey that God wants to take you on. It's easier for us to trust when we've watched another person do so. And we talked about that. If we lean on the Holy Spirit and other Christians, follow God's instructions through the Bible and the Spirit, there is absolutely no danger. And I want you to catch this, because life can feel dangerous, it can feel painful, it can feel difficult, and it is. But there's absolutely no danger of falling off and crashing and burning. Because when we rely on the Holy Spirit, we utilize the Bible, and we are seeking other Christians, we're depending upon them, and we're doing it over time, there's no danger because God has got us in His hands. And so that's when all those scriptures about how God will hold us up, God will protect us, God will guide us. It's not that He eliminates all of the difficulty, but He eliminates the danger. And so as you look at it, was there any way that Haley was going to hit the floor? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Because Dave and Rudy were not going to allow that to happen. Even if her foot slipped, they would hold her up until she got her footing again. And that's what God wants to do for us as well. There's really no danger, which leads us to the next one. Even when we feel insecure, we're actually most secure when we lean and listen. It can feel like as we turn to our own ways and we're doing it better, but in reality, we are most secure when we are leaning and giving ourselves to God. And then finally, trust is developed in danger, uncertainty, insecurity, not when we are safe and secure. Trust is not developed when there's no need to lean. Trust was not being developed when Haley was still standing down here before she ever got up on the board. There was no need to trust. And so there was no possible way to find that God was faithful and that the community of other Christians were an encouragement, or that the Bible utilized in the way that God had designed would actually help us walk. It's only as we got up there and life started shaking, when we felt most insecure, that we could learn to trust the most. And so if God is really about the journey of trust, what do you suppose you're going to face as you go forward? Security and safety, or difficulty and feelings of danger? And so if we say, God, in 2012, we want to be able to trust You more, it's going to mean that we will be in situations where it feels like things are coming apart. I want to show you a video about Laura's story. Laura's story is a singer-songwriter. She wrote a song that became very popular called The Blessing in the last year. But the first part of the video talks about how she came to write this, and then We're going to play the video with the words so that you can capture. And as you do, I want you to put yourself in her place. Because what she learned is that it was going through the hardest times in her life that she found God to be most faithful. And she found that joy and hope and peace and presence of the Holy Spirit. And then after the video, we'll come back and wrap it up.
I can't remember. Did you introduce Martin yet?
Yeah.
All right, he's the best part. I mean, Jesus is the best part. But next to Jesus, there's Martin. Martin's my husband. Are you here? Are you? He's somewhere? Again, the bright light. Okay, look towards the light. That's Martin. Yeah. He's awesome. We've been married for almost 7 years now, and it has been, you can clap for that too. God bless him, you know? We've been married for 7 years, and I can't tell you that, I can tell you it's been the best 7 years of my life. I can't tell you that it's been all easy, but it's been a blessing. It truly has. And I want to share a song with you called Blessings, and I want to give you a little bit of the backstory on it. About, I'd say maybe a year and a half, and those of you who heard our show called Breaking Something, what was it?
Breakaway.
Breaking away. Breakaway. Break it away. Got it. You heard the brokenness show about the brokenness. So, sorry, I'm so goofy tonight. Must have been something in that chicken. I don't know. So, what was I saying? Oh, Martin. So, we've been married for 7 years. About a year and a half into our marriage, Martin just was having some funny symptoms, and he was a little bit forgetful and a little bit tired. And so we took him to the doctor, and I remember explaining to the doctor the situation. This is kind of funny. And saying, well, doctor, here's the problem. He'll sit in front of the TV and be watching football and fall asleep. And I'll ask him to unload the dishwasher and he'll forget to do it. The doctor was like, oh. So you married a man. That's pretty much. No, I'm just kidding. But that really is what the doctor said. The doctor would give us a card for a marriage counselor. And this happened probably two or three times, and we just thought we were losing our minds with all this for a while. It ended up, Martin was diagnosed with a brain tumor, probably about, it was a little less than 2 years into our marriage, and it was good to finally figure out what was wrong, but it was just the beginning of a very long road, of unexpected stuff, and he went through surgery after surgery, and at first we didn't know whether he would live or not, and then the Lord brought a tremendous amount of healing to his body, and he was able to walk again and come off the breathing tube, you know, all those
kind of
things.
Right, all right.
Yeah. So we're so thankful for all of that, and I tell you that to say, in the midst of our immense thankfulness, We still have been left with some areas in which Martin has not seen that healing. And he still has a vision deficit and a memory deficit. And we continue to pray for healing. And it's a very good thing to, you know, we believe that God can do it in his time. And we believe that God can do it if he wills it, you know? And that's a hard place to be. Because I believe that God is 100% powerful. He can do anything. He can move mountains. And I believe that he's 100% loving. And in my mind, when you put those two things together, it should equal perfect and total healing for my husband. But for some reason, it hasn't been the case. And I just share it with you honestly to say, we have a whole lot more questions than we do answers. And we've lived the past 5 years, you know, trying to learn how to cope with his disability. And on my bad days, I look at it and say, oh, God, why did you curse us with this? why didn't you answer our prayers the way we wanted you to? But what the Lord is teaching me is that sometimes, this is yuck, you don't want to hear this, sometimes He gives us what we need rather than what we want. And sometimes He lets us stay broken in ways that we might not feel comfortable with, ways that we might not expect, because it's like that shattered, like that broken vessel that His light can beam through. And if you have ever, if you've ever met Martin, you need to meet him before you leave. He is such a joy. And the way that God radiates His light through Martin, through his disability, sometimes it's almost like the perfect picture of faith. So I want to play a song about our journey and all that. And it's kind of a new song, so I might mess it up. Or I might start crying. So just to go ahead and tell you. This is a song called Blessings.
Protection while we sleep. We pray for healing, for prosperity. We pray for your mighty hand to ease our suffering. And all the while you hear each spoken need, yet love is way too much to give us lesser things. 'Cause what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? What if a thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? What if trials of this life are your mercy in disguise? We pray for wisdom, your voice to hear. And we cry in anger when we cannot feel you near. We doubt your goodness, doubt your love, as if every promise from your word is not enough. And all the while you hear each desperate plea, and long that we'd have faith to believe. 'Cause what if your blessings come through? whiteness or the aching of this life is the revealing of a greater thirst this world can't satisfy. And what if trials of this life, the rain, the storms, the hardest nights, all your mercies in disguise?
What's the chance that Laura Story would have found God to be so faithful had she not gone through those difficulties? Zero. What are the chances that she would have been able to write the words that are so deep, so powerful, so strong, had she not been through that difficulty? Zero. And what are the chances that Haley would have found Dave and Rudy and Sarah to be trustworthy and faithful and dependable if she'd never got up on that board? Zero. So what is it in 2012 you need to trust God for? What are the things that you're going through right now that you're fighting against, that God hasn't answered, though you've prayed and prayed and prayed for him to answer it your way, and he hasn't, and you've never paused to listen and ask if God has a bigger plan? What are the things that you want to be different in your life this year? If anything good of true value happens in 2012, it'll be because you trusted God. It'll be because you went deeper with God. You were willing to rely on him, turn to him, rely on him, utilize the word of God, seek out other Christians, and trust him over a period of time. My hope and my prayer is not that God removes the pain and the difficulty from your life, but rather that he uses it to make you experience him in ways that you never could without it. Would you bow your heads? What are the things that you need to trust God with? Would you spend just a moment opening your heart, opening your life to him, and those things that you haven't trusted him before, those things that you've struggled with, that you need to turn over to him? Would you just do that in these few moments of quiet? Lord, it's so hard for us to stop thinking the way our human, selfish, sinful nature wants things to go, and to begin to see life through your eyes. Lord, you've told us over and over again that your ways are so much higher than ours. Your thoughts are so much greater than ours, and that we'll never be able to comprehend you or your ways. And you've told us over and over again in your word to trust you, to just look at all that you've done so far, and to put our faith completely in you. But God, we admit that it's hard and that we struggle. So I pray for each one of us as we face the new year that, as hard as it is to say, God, that you would allow the stuff in our lives that would cause us to more deeply trust in you. Lord, I pray that you would do the miracles and the healing and the miraculous transformation of circumstances where they aren't necessary for trust. Lord, I long to see your miraculous power exhibited more and more, but God, in those places, like when Jesus had to go to the cross and he wanted so bad for it to be different, that we would learn to trust you. that we would really learn to lean into you and listen. Take the time to listen to your Spirit. Take the time to be in the Bible. Take the time to seek other Christians, even when they disappoint us, to know that there are people out there who desperately love us and want to be there walking through this life. Lord, help us to trust you when life starts shaking and it seems like disaster is unavoidable. Help us to trust you. God, I pray that at the end of this year, we would look back in amazement at what you've done in us and through us and around us. But we know the path is trust. So help us to do that. Lord, I pray for each person here. Whatever's going on, whatever they're facing, whatever they were praying about a few minutes ago, that God, you would wrap your arms around them, shower your love and your joy and your peace and your hope on them, and help us be the church to one another as we go forward. Lord, thank you for your love. Help us to trust you. In Jesus' name.